Governor Jerry Brown kept his head down today, staying away from the media and holing up with Democrats to come up with a new strategy to fix the state's budget mess. John Schwatta has the story.
Governor Brown and Democrats now working on Plan B after Plan A to fix the state's budget deficit has failed.
The new game plan, forget about Governor Brown's original promise to give voters a final say on a tax plan, instead shoot for legislators to pass the taxes themselves. Now that'll still take a two-thirds vote of the legislature, only possible if a handful of Republicans join Democrats.
I don't have a lot of confidence in California's Republicans.
Libertarian Tim Kavanaugh says Democrats have proved before that they can always find a few Republicans to cross the line.
You would offer the same things they offer at the federal level, pork. You would offer favors to their district. I believe that the Democrats will find a way to get a tax increase.
Others say things may have to get a lot worse before there's a budget solution. Political consultant Matt Klink.
As of right now, it looks like it's going to take an absolute meltdown before somebody moves the ball forward. And then hopefully the governor can prove to be the great uniter to bring everybody back together. Right now, the jury's still out on whether he can do that.
In Sacramento, Democrats are labeling the Republican list of demands unacceptable.
I mean, this unbelievable list of 53 things, including restoring funding for the state fairs, obviously putting corporate tax breaks ahead of kids. And the only thing missing from this list is a pony.
The Republicans blame Democrats for blocking pension and regulatory reforms and a spending cap. The Republicans' price for their support for that tax plan.
If we don't show the people of California we've reformed anything, why in the world will they support the taxes on a possible ballot anyway?
In Los Angeles, John Schwatta, Fox 11 News.